This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this Valentine's Day weekend. And we have a big show for you this week. My first guest is Don McLean. And I'll tell you, if you want to feel old, listen to this. American Pie is now 50 years old. That should do it, huh? Wow. Also, comedian Jeff Allen will be joining us. Matt Hartwig will be talking about Valentine's Day. Next hour, Barbara Corcoran will be here from the Shark Tank. Retired Army General Wesley Clark will be joining us. A book about Wild Bill Hickok for all you cowboy fans. And it's author Tom Clavin. And then we'll be chatting with Dr. Tiffany Sizemore because she's going to be talking about heart. And February is Heart Month. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause only momentarily. We'll come back with our first guest, Don McLean.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the New Year's on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys who were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Man, I tell you, that rendition of that song just so good. It's so sensational. Welcome back here with Ron Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. And the singer of that song is on our show right now, along with a group called Home Free. Haven't talked to him in a long, long time. Joining us right now is legendary Don McLean. Hey, Don, how are you? Welcome back. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, I'm just in great shape and having a blast. And I don't know how many 75-year-olds have a number one record, but I do. So.
I think you got Tony Bennett beat. I watched you the other night on Huckabee, and you did a great job. You and I had a very special night together back in, I think, 71 or 72. I was sitting at your table in New York City when you won the Grammy for American Pie.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. In fact, I have a picture of it here in my studio right now. You and me took.
Well, how do you like that?
Yeah, and I saw you the last time several years ago at the Hard Rock over here at Universal Studios. But I have to tell you, you know, when a song is done so well initially, you often think, why would anybody redo it? But I got to tell you, This version that you have out right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't hear this and watch the video, which is a great production, you're missing a great musical moment. And I tell you, the song, let's face it, it's like the Mona Lisa of music.
Well, most people don't want to mess with it. And these guys went right in there and made a very good version, and it's almost got a little bit of a, you know, a 50s rock and roll feel to it, which works perfectly. And they know what they're doing, and their people who have produced their records know what they're doing. So it was a joy for me to be part of this. And, oh, I didn't have to do much at all. You know, just sing the song, and they made the video and made the track. And their fans like it. And, my God, it's all over YouTube and everywhere else. It's and I think that, you know, in a way, with these theaters closing and we haven't had a live show in a year, and, you know, in a way, a lot of the music has died for a while. I think we'll bring it back to life. But I think American Pie is resonating with people here in America, again, as a result of the hardship that we've gone through in this last year. So it's coming back, and it does come back. I remember I was with Kenny Rogers in Washington around 1999 or around there. We were in Washington to sing at the turn of the century.
Right.
At a big turn of the century concert that Quincy Jones had put together. And I mentioned to him, I think Madonna had was recording American Pie, and it was coming back. And I said to him, you know, my song is coming back. And he said to me, well, my songs ain't never coming back.
Well, you know what? Yours has stood the test of time, celebrating the 50th anniversary of American Pie. You know, when people try to cap a better version of a song that was so well done initially, it just doesn't work all the time. I don't care who does it. And your songs, of course, have been recorded by so many people. I love the song Vincent and I Love You So, which not only was sung by Perry Como on a major hit, but also it was part of the wedding ceremony of Harry and Meghan. And I got to ask you, Don, was it more exciting having it played at their wedding ceremony or hearing Elvis sing it?
Elvis' version of And I Love You So is one of the high points. In fact, I recently got a triple platinum presentation from RCA for Elvis in concert, where And I Love You So is the last song on the last side, side four. I'm very proud of that.
Yes.
And I have a lot of gold records on my wall from different artists and from my own work. But this is my pride and joy, because Elvis was my man, and he was the one that made me want to have a guitar and want to sing. And, you know, it's very weird, because every day something comes up on Elvis Presley.
You're right.
You know, they keep, you know, I mean, he never ends. You're always hearing it. There's book after book. I've read every book, I guess, through the years. And the thing about it is that when you first saw him in the 1950s, it was almost like falling in love with something.
I know. You're right.
It really was.
I know.
It was unusual. It's not like Sinatra, Beatles, any of that stuff. It was like a beautiful bouquet of roses, or... And you fell in love with this. I heard Heartbreak Hotel on a little transistor radio and with a bunch of kids, and it made the whole night seem different.
Yeah.
The sound coming out of that radio, and it's never changed all these years. When I go back and listen to those records, the other day I put on That's When Your Heartache Begins.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, you know, there's so much wisdom in a lot of his simple songs, you know, Treat Me Nice, you know, Too Much. There's a lot to be said for those songs. Don't be cruel. Elvis was a gentle person, and the songs that he sang, especially in the beginning, you know, we think of him as this badass rock and roll guy,
right.
And he is, but he's singing very beautiful ideas.
Talk about, you know, where you are when you hear a song. I remember being in a rainstorm in my father's 53 Packard and listening to Don't Be Cruel, but you remember it. As I remember the night that the music died, we just celebrated this past February 3rd, the 62nd anniversary of the death of Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper, and now here we are, the 50th anniversary of American Pie. Don, you were delivering newspapers. I was getting ready to go with my parents to an Edsel dealership to see the new Edsel. That's how much that night affected me like it affected you delivering those papers.
Well, I've never forgotten Buddy Holly ever. He was always, and every time I remember looking at the cover of that album, Buddy Holly's Story, which came out after he died, which made it even more powerful, that beautiful photo of his head with those glasses and that look on his face. He was a serious country boy, you know. Those guys were serious. Very powerful.
Let's go back to the new song that's out right now. These guys and you, it's a perfect blend. Your voice is so strong in this song. And that bass part that that gentleman does, he does a great job with that bass line.
Yeah, he really does. I've sung with the Jordanaires. I've sung with the Persuasions. I've sung with lots of different background singers. And I've known a lot of bass singers in Nashville. And he's very, very good. They're also in tune. They have good blend. So this group has been around a long time. It's not something new. You know, they've been doing these recordings. Their following has been growing. I think this record, and I'm an old guy, you know, I've got plenty of everything. I think it's going to be really good for them. I think they're going to build up their... They're going to get a real shot in the arm from this whole thing. And the thing is, it's going to be played every year.
Right. And the shot in the arm, of course, is the fact that you're there. I mean, it's not like they're doing it without your endorsement, without your approval, and without your approach and your sound of the song. Because without that, Don, I mean, you know, let's face it. If that song was sung by just the band, as you say, they're great, it wouldn't have the impact that the fact that you're there with them. You're right. This thing is really hot. And as I mentioned earlier, the video is very cool, too. I mean, it almost feels like you're backstage with you guys while you're putting it together. It's done very cleverly. If you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, you got to see it. It's sensational.
Yeah, I don't think there's been this many good things said about me in 100 years, so I'm pretty happy.
No, don't be so hard on yourself, Don. You've had a hell of a career, boy. There's no doubt about it. And by the looks of things, you're just getting going. Are you going to resume touring schedule, certainly when all this grief is behind us, hopefully soon?
Once I'm given permission, you know, I can't wait to go. I mean, I'm sitting here waiting for somebody to tell me something. You know, all I hear is we have to move this. We can't do it now. You know, the country's closed, blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking of the 10 million people who are one stimulus check away from living in the car.
Right.
And it was little children. This is an outrage. And 400,000 people that have died already. I'm not going to worry about whether Don McLean can go out and make more money on the road. Believe you me, I'm not concerned about me at all. I'm really thinking about the trouble that this has brought people who were middle class, you know, and building something together. Young couples, you know, I'm 35, 40, went to good schools, had good jobs, a baby or two. Everything was looking beautiful. The economy was rolling along, and bingo, falling off the edge of a cliff, you know, a year ago. Wow. Unprecedented and terrible, and I feel so bad.
Don, we're going to take a quick break, but Don McLean and I will return with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Starry, starry night. Ain't your palette blue and gray?
Another great romantic song by the genius of Don McLean, the story of Vincent van Gogh. And you know, you can tell now why you write these great songs, because your heart is in it. I mean, when you hear songs like Vincent and I Love You So and Castles in the Sky, you can hear the impact that you have on these songs, including your version of Crying, which when I was a disc jockey back in the day, I played that all the time. You know, when you start covering songs by Roy Orbison and doing a sensational job, you know you've arrived, and boy, you did on that song.
Well, I met Roy a number of times. I worked with him, too. He once said that he liked my version better than his.
Oh, really?
I think he wrote that somewhere. Yes. He was very sweet to me.
Wow.
I told him, I said, Roy, I heard that song. I said, I knew I could do it. I just knew I had to do that song. I had a different way I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. That was dramatic, and he started doing it my way.
Really?
Yeah, because the original, which is dynamite record, I mean, oh my God, that's so beautiful. It's sort of like has a bouncy thing, you know. I was all right, dum dum dum, for a while, dum dum dum, like that.
Right.
With that feel to it, and I came. But I was all right, do 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 do, for a while, do 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 do. But my plan with the song was slowly build up the tension till it was absolutely drive you crazy, you know. And then it explodes at the end, you know. Over you, you know. And
right. You did do it very methodically. And you're right. The buildup as a result of that, I think, was more intense. And who would think that it could be more intense than Roy? But, boy, you pulled it off and pulled it off marvelously. It was a great version of that.
Yeah. Roy is such a... He's almost like an interplanetary figure of some sort. He's not quite human.
You're right.
You know, the glasses and the songs and that amazing voice and hair and the look on his face and everything. He's just like some kind of an alien. And his name is like Orbit, you know, Orbison. It's like he came... I always thought of him that way as sort of a... an extraterrestrial human of some kind. Of course, that's the way you want to be. You know, Elvis certainly was from another planet.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Little Richard, definitely. So, you know, you don't want to be earthbound. You want to be a good singer. And that means to all these young people out there, do something different. You know, don't do everything. You know, one of the things that really bothers me, and I'm a Western film guy, and I love old Western movies, you know, and I love all kinds of things about the West. And the old cowboys, you know, would always wear different style hats because they would come from, you know, Montana, Wyoming, wherever, and you could tell where a puncher came from by the hat he wore.
Yeah.
Everybody in the rodeo today wears the same hat. It's always curled the same way, sort of like a shovel in front. I'm thinking, man, can't one of you people do something different?
Yeah.
There's this emphasis on always being the same as the other guy, and I wish we'd get away from that in this country.
I have a feeling that if you and I were neighbors, we would have a whole heck of a lot in common, because I love old Westerns. I die for old Westerns. Very close to the Elvis people. Joe Esposito, in fact, was a partner of mine for many, many years. Your interpretation of music and your views on different styles are so in line with mine, it's kind of a little spooky. I can remember back in the early 70s with every disc jockey in the world was trying to interpret the words of American Pie. And it had to be a ball for you to listen to this, because you knew why they were written. And there were some bizarre and some very accurate and clever ways that they interpreted it.
Yes, but always wrong.
Really? Is that right?
Yes, because every so-called figure or person in that song is three or four different people. That's the one thing they can't get through their thick skulls, that it's not one person. It's a dream. It's all changing all the time.
Well, you are like an artist. When I said that that song is like the music version of the Mona Lisa, it's because you as an artist are like so many great artists in so many different professions, Don. I mean this. Sitting at the table with you in New York City when you got that award, I never think that 50 years later we'd be chatting about the song and about the indelible impact that you have made on music. I know you are, because I heard you tell this to Governor Huckabee. I know that you're proud of your career. You should be, because, you know, in the 20th century, ladies and gentlemen, he was one of the top five composers of that entire century, 100 years, Recording Industry of America nominated him for that, along with so many things, including the Library of Congress National Registry for Recording. You're quite a guy, quite a talent. I'm proud to have met you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm so thankful that people found something of mine that they liked and that they've enjoyed my performances and my albums, and I'm very honored, I'm very lucky, and I really never tried to do anything that would embarrass my fans or hurt people. You know, I've always done the right thing, I thought. Tried real hard to do, you know, beautiful work so that people would enjoy it. And I think now that everybody's home so long, worried about their future, young people especially, not knowing what they're going to do. They're in high school, you know, what's going to happen? College is messed up. All that, they have one thing at least they can cling to, and that is the music that's there and never changes. And we will come out of this. We are always America, stronger than ever. I like what Roosevelt said. I quote him. I says, "We face the future with confidence. We are American."
Well said, Don. With all the things that entertainers and politicians and businessmen are trying to do during this pandemic, the one common denominator is music, whether it's a symphony, an opera, a rock and roll song, Gregorian chant, doesn't make any difference. And you, I think, has contributed the most in this area with this rendition of American Pie, an American song by an American artist, done again, absolutely sensational, along with Home Free. It is everywhere, my friends. If you don't get this song and watch the video, you're missing the best part of the new year. You're a great guest. We haven't talked in a long, long time. Anytime you want to chat, I would love to have you back on the show. And I appreciate the time that you've taken.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe, my friend.
Yes, I will. Don't worry about me. I'm a tough old cop. I managed to hang out.
One of these days, we'll put on our cowboy hats, do a little trip out the west, and have a little fun. Thanks, Don.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, too, and let's do it again soon. Okay, my friend?
All right.
Okay, Don McLean has been our guest. I tell you, when you're talking to him, you're like talking to the best when it comes to music. The man is a genius. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
We were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The verdict is not guilty.
The yeas are 57. The nays are 43. Two-thirds of the senators present not having voted guilty. The Senate judges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the article of impeachment.
Former President Donald Trump acquitted by the Senate Saturday with seven Republicans and all Democrats voting to convict, but falling short of the two-thirds necessary. In a statement released after the vote, President Trump decried the trial as a witch hunt. He also thanked his defense team and promised there would be more to come from the Make America Great movement in the coming months. It was the former president's first public statement since the beginning of the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Last year was the first time that we had our next guest with us, and then I started watching him on television. He was on Huckabee not too long ago, and then his YouTube. This guy is hilarious, and I'm his biggest fan, and he's gotten millions of them. Joining us right now is Jeff Allen. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Hey,
thanks for dropping the charges and let me come back to your fine show, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think they were fair anyway. And, you know, there's a statute of limitations. Why screw up your career? You know what I'm saying? After I talked to you the last time, I think it was last year, I started watching you on the videos that are all over. And my wife says, you saw that bit before. I say, I know. You do a lot of stuff with marriage, a lot of stuff with your teenagers. I love the fact that your son comes to you and says, hey, I want to buy a truck. You know, how much you got? You got about a buck and a half. I mean, this is funny stuff, Jeff. Really, you're terrific.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
This didn't always go this well, did it not? I mean, you started off back in the 70s with some blue humor, and when you found out that really doesn't pay as well as you wanted it to pay, and you kind of got off the beaten path there for a while, didn't you not?
Well, I had to find my way, you know, and I started out like a lot of entertainers, you know, you just want to be somebody else, you know, and I listened to George Carlin and Cosby and kind of modeled myself. I wanted to be Richard Pryor back in 1978.
But you're white.
I know. Well, that's why it was easy, because nobody knew I was doing Richard Pryor. One, I'm a bad impersonator. So, but that's what I wanted to be, and I used the language, and I tried to do. I'm a white suburban kid, and I was trying to do urban references and things. So anyway, it took me a while to find my way. You know, so Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." Probably my late 30s, I realized that you know, you can only talk about what you know, and I was steeped into my marriage and my kids, and that's kind of what my life was. So I just started kind of talking about them, and then I realized I was too dirty to be clean and too clean to be dirty.
Right.
So I had to go one way or the other. So I decided to see if I could clean the entire thing up, and I paid my kid 25 cents for every foul word he heard come out of my mouth, and it was breaking me. So, you know, you start handing your kid over, you know, 20 quarters a week or whatever it was. And then you get called into school because your kid uses the language.
Right.
And, you know, I remember telling the teacher, I'd love to look you in the eye with all seriousness and tell you I have no idea where that child heard that kind of language. But that's the way we talked at home. We were trying to change. So we changed a lot of things, and then we came to our faith along the way, and it just seemed to line up and fit. And I'm having the time of my life at 62 years old. I'm just really, really, after 40 years in this business, I know who I am, I know what I'm doing, and I've got some skills. I'm just having a blast meeting people. The show we're doing now, The America I Grew Up In, we're getting three generations of people out to see it, the grandparents, the parents, and the kids, and they're all enjoying it. You know, I don't know about you, Ron, but when I was a kid, we didn't have comedy shows to go to as a family. We ended up going to the Ice Capades because everybody hated it equally. You know, we'd be complaining on the way to the car. Why do we got to go to ice skating? Shut up. Your mother wants to meet the America's sweetheart, Dorothy Hamill. Who doesn't like Dorothy Hamill? Shut up. Get in the car. You know, 3 hours of watching ice skate, freezing. And comedy show, you can come out. There's heat. And then in the summer, there's air conditioning and great food. And then you laugh a lot.
Well, you know, you talk about finding yourself and finding the religion and so on and so forth. I mean, it's no secret that drugs and alcohol played a role in your early life. But the experiences that you talk about, the wide demographic of range when it comes to the different ages, it's everything that is relatable, unless, of course, you're maybe 30 and under, okay? But everything is relatable. I mean, you talk about the helmet that the kids wear today to ride a bike. Now, that's an important thing, but, you know, if you did it when we were young, you're right. Kids would throw stones and call us a dork.
Well, I was talking to my wife the other day. I said, were you forced to sit in a seatbelt? She goes, no, I walked the back seat of my mom's car.
I know.
You know, we would literally walk around in the back seat while my parents drove. And now I'm going to get a hernia hauling my 57-pound granddaughter in and out of the car seat. And it was funny because the government just came out with a stat that they recommend any 4'9" or under.
Yeah.
Should be in a booster seat. And I said to my wife, I go, the entire U.S. Olympic women's gymnastic team will have to be in booster seats on the way to the gym.
There's not a horse jockey in the world that wouldn't be able to have
it. There's another one. There's another profession that horse jockeys would have to be riding in a booster seat, driving their BMWs on the way to the track.
I know. Here's a guy that just won the Kentucky Derby, and he's got to be strapped into a kiddie
seat. Exactly. Hey, get in your car seat, Willie. You know, Willie Shoemaker.
My son tells tells me, he says, do you want to take the kids out to the zoo? I said, no. I said, why? I said, because I don't have time to hook up all the apparatus, for crying out loud.
That's it.
And the other part was when you got pulled over by the police because your granddaughter was in the sun in the back street.
In the sunshine. I know.
Yeah. Is that,
yeah. And I said, you know, I sunscreen. We had dirt. That was our sunscreen. Dirt. Sweat and dirt.
I love it. Now, the other bit that I love that you do is when your son wants to buy a truck. Tell that story. That is hilarious, Jeff.
Well, that was a true story. He was looking through the paper. He had just gotten his driver's license. That was another thing. When he had his learner's permit, we let him drive us to church on Sunday. That way we got our prayer time in before we got there. This kid was the worst driver. I can't believe the state of Tennessee gave him a driver's license. But he must have been good for about 5 minutes. So anyway, I noticed one day he's just peeling the Sunday paper apart. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for the truck I'm going to buy. And I go, you're going to buy. Do you have a job? He goes, you know, like, what, I don't need a job? I said, you got any money? I mean, he's looking at trucks like $32,000,
right.
Brand new trucks. So anyway, I said, you got any money? And he goes, I got a little. I go, well, go get it. So anyway, he comes out of the bedroom with about $8 in a Folgers can, and he's looking at $32,000 trucks, and I started doing 8 into 32. I said, well, that explains all the math problems you've had for the last 12 years. So, but I wasn't going to, I don't care. I'll take him to a car dealer. What better lesson can you give a kid on economics than just let him get into the real world? So bring him down to the car dealer, and of course, you know, they laugh him out of the place. They look at me, you're going to co-sign? I go, no, I just wanted him to fill out an application.
Let him find out for himself.
At 16 with $8 worth of assets, you know, can't believe they didn't sell you the truck, man. Expecting you to have a job, employment, money, you know.
Let him figure it out. You've done a lot of things. The Comedy Central's Premium Blend, stand-up spotlight on VH1, Apostles of Comedy, a great acclaimed film, Happy Wife, Happy Life, that one-hour comedy special did. Huckabee is a cool guy. They had one of the camera shots on you, and it was focusing in him in the background, and he was dying. I mean, you know,
right. It's
just funny stuff, Jeff. I don't know how to say. You know, there's a lot of comedians that go out there. This Sebastian fella is real hot right now,
right. And
he's got a lot of ethnic humor. But the stuff that you do and the facial expressions and the timing and the quick draw, it's a great show. I mean, you're doing a hell of a job, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting good reviews, and the people that are coming are really digging it. And it's 99.9% politics free. I think if you want politics, you can get it. It's so ubiquitous, you can watch it 24/7. And I just thought this would be a nice respite where families could come and not have to worry about language or just politics and people getting upset over all of that, you know.
Jeff, if you come to Orlando, you have our contact information. You got to let me
know. Absolutely.
Okay. Even if it's just to come here and vacation, I'd love to break bread with you. You're a funny guy, and I hope.
Cool. Thank you.
I got to tell you something. I hope that you do this for a long, long time because you put a lot of smiles on millions of people's faces. I'm one of them. I mean, I'm obsessed. There's two things. I tell you what I do. I go on YouTube and I watch the old Dean Martin clips with Foster Brooks and Jeff Allen.
I love Foster. You know what? My aunt saw Foster Brooks back in Kentucky before he was famous, and they introduced him as a Kentucky state legislator.
Oh, I saw that.
And he went up and did that drunk thing.
Yeah.
And she said it took about 5 to 10 minutes before people started whispering, I think he's drunk. I think he's drunk.
Yeah, you know, he's done
that. He was so subtle, so subtle, and not over the top. She said it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And within a half hour, he had them just falling out of their chairs, and they realized that it was a joke. 25 minutes to figure out it was a joke.
He's a heck of a singer, too. He had a great voice. He was a great singer.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He sang on the Tonight Show. He's a great voice. Well, again, it's JeffAllenComedy.com.
That's right.
And, Jeff, don't be a stranger around here. I really enjoy when you're on the show with us. And you're a funny man. You know your art, and you know it well.
Thanks, Ron. We can't do it without you.
Well,
so I appreciate plugs and the kind words.
Thank
it really
you.
Means something.
Thank you, my friend. Keep them laughing. Jeff Allen, I'm telling you, this gentleman is hilarious. And go on YouTube. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Ron. I had a blast.
No, thank you, Jeff. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to return. There's more live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now.
We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Ron Seggi all across the USA and around the world. Valentine's Day is almost here. Can you believe that? Seems like we're just celebrating Christmas. But it's here, and it's the date for lovers. We have with us right now a gentleman that I'm anxious to talk to. He's from USAA. He's the communications director. And we're going to talk about a love of a different kind. Joining us right now is our friend Matt Hartwig. Hi, Matt. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm well, Ron, thanks, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, I got to tell you, this is kind of unique, all right? And I'll tell you the reason why. When you think of Valentine's Day, you think of love, of course, and typically you think of love of, you know, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a mother, a daughter, a husband, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And you got a different twist on this, because love comes in different types, different possessions. Like some people, like myself, love cars, and some people love jewelry, and some people love paintings. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, how to ensure those possessions that you love. Tell us about it, Matt.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're taking just a little bit of a different spin on Valentine's Day this year. Yes, of course, we want you to celebrate and show your love for those people who are important in your life. But we all have something that we truly think we couldn't live without, a one true love possession of ours. You mentioned you like cars. You're right, people collect watches and jewelry, might be a pet. Who knows what people have? And there's no right or wrong answer. But this year, what we're asking your listeners to do is join with us and share those one true love possessions of theirs. And it's pretty simple to do. We're asking them to take a photo of themselves with that possession, go to Twitter and Instagram, share that photo using the hashtag USAA, one true love, hashtag contest entry. And in so doing, not only will they share and be able to tell a story about that item, they'll be entered into a contest to win prizes, including a travel package worth up to $5,000 for the winner and the guest. The great piece about that is they don't have to use it right away. They have up to 2 years to determine how or where they want to travel. And, you know, that's great. In this pandemic, people are still nervous and scared to travel, so it takes the pressure off of having to make those decisions right away.
There you go. Now, 3 out of 4 under the age of 34, that's an interesting statistic, don't have their prized possessions insured. Now, you mentioned dogs and things like that. I think people, mm-hmm. of course, insure their cars, insured artwork, something of that nature. How would you insure a dog?
Well, sir, there's pet insurance out there, much like you have for health insurance for people. So that can help you make sure that you've got coverage for your four-legged friends. But also there are other insurance policies, right? You mentioned you insure your car, but if it's a classic collectible, there may be a different policy that right. you want to put into place, you know, certainly jewelry, things like that. So we're encouraging people as they go through and think about these items that they simply can't live without, and as they take those photos and share them on Instagram and Twitter, that they're also talking to their insurance provider and making sure that the policies they have sufficiently cover those items so important to them.
You know, this would make a great book, Matt. You ought to look into that, because it would be a plethora of things that people insure you, because you list here even military gear. Now, as I think about it, you know, I got microphones and guitars and pictures and that I don't have insured. Like I said in the introduction, you always think of something that you love. Now, for example, I would certainly have my wife insured, and she has me insured. We have a car. Common denominator. We both share love for me, and it's working out real well after all these years. But I think that's a very, very good thing to do. Now, tell us more about how you can enter the contest.
So we're asking your listeners, again, to take a photo of themselves with that object they love, a car, a pet, you know, piece of jewelry, whatever it happens to be. Go to Instagram and Twitter. Share the photo with us. Let us know a little bit about the object and why it's so important to you. You've got to use these two hashtags, though, hashtag USAA, one true love, and hashtag contest entry. Post those on social media. You'll be entered to win prizes, and again, that grand prize is that travel package for two up to $5,000. But also take a moment as well as you're thinking about what those items or that item might be, and make sure that you have it insured, because insurance is all about, you know, kind of planning for the unexpected, right? And you simply don't know what's going to happen.
You know, you've had a plethora of experience in orchestrating communications and engagement supporting the USAA, like the sponsorship of the NFL Salute to Service, Super Bowls, the Army-Navy game. It's quite a job to be able to do that, is it not, Matt?
Well, I'm just fortunate to work for a great company who's, you know, really kind of crystal clear on what it is that they do, and that's serve the financial needs of the military community. So I'm just fortunate, you know, to be part of this group, to be able to talk to you today. As you can see by the contest and how we're trying to engage people, insurance can be kind of a dry conversation at times.
Yeah.
I work with some very creative people who come up with these ideas and ways to engage people and make them think a little bit differently, you know, about insurance. And in this case, about those possessions that mean so much to them.
No, I think it's a great idea, and you're right. It does put a little glitter into the whole scenario. You know, we're talking about values again, but how do you put a value on something? For example, like going back to a car or a painting, you can do that. Something that, I don't want to say is an intangible, but something that doesn't have a record. Well, let's say, for example, a piece of equipment or a picture or something that means something to me that I got over the years as a memorabilia that to the next person wouldn't be worth anything. How do you put a value on that for the insurance reason?
We recommend people go in and make a list of the stuff that they have that you want to insure, and then sit down with your insurance provider and walk through it and make sure that the policies are in place, you know, to do that. You're right, you know, if something terrible like a fire were to happen, it's hard to recover pictures that may have been lost in the blaze. But some of the other items you may be able to replace and recover. You know, you make an interesting point. How do you know maybe what something is worth? You know, think about lunchboxes that we used to carry to school.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
us, it was just a lunchbox, or we just liked it because it had our favorite character or something on it. You know, sometimes those things turn out to be quite the collector's item, and you want to make sure that you have those insured in case something were to happen to them.
Would a company like USAA be able to do that?
We would love to help you out. If you're already a member of USAA or part of the military or in a military family, please reach out. We'd love to help you. If not, that's okay too. But we do encourage people to go to usaa.com/onetruelove. There you can find out more about the contest we've been talking about. But it also includes some information to help you think through insuring those possessions that are so valuable to you.
Sounds great. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us. Happy Valentine's Day.
Sounds good, Ron. Happy Valentine's to you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Our guest has been Matt Hartwig, USAA Communications Director, talking about insuring things that you love during Valentine's Day, actually all the time. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout
broke cities and states, the debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour, Don McLean, one of the most prolific songwriters in the 20th century. 50 years ago, it was American Pie. Hard to believe 50 years have passed. I also want to thank comedian Jeff Allen and Matt Hartwig. Next hour from Shark Tank, Barbara Cochran will be joining us. Retired Army General Wesley Clark will be here. Tom Clavin, who's written a book about Wild Bill Hickok, and Dr. Tiffany Sizemore will be talking about heart care during February Heart Month. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.